Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Okay, we had to figure it out for a moment. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight, and I certainly hope that you'll take time out and stick around and stay with us for the duration of tonight's broadcast. I think that you'll really enjoy tonight's show. I've got some people that will be returning, very special people that actually will be returning tonight to serve as my featured guest for the evening. I'm very excited about having them, and I certainly hope and trust that you will join in with us as we present tonight's topic. Tonight we're going to be talking about, is your significant other holding you back? And we're going to ask that you press 1 early enough on your dial so that you'll be ensured to get into tonight's broadcast. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I hope that you all enjoyed Friday night's inspirational broadcast, which was last week. You know, it's a spiritual show that we put on from Friday from 7 to 7:30 p.m. We've got an upcoming March that we're going to be talking about as well. We've got some shows lined up that you will not want to miss. We're going to ask that you help promote it by telling your coworkers, your friends, your family members, and anyone else who really would like to take part in a relationship, of this type. All right, tonight, is your significant other holding you back? And oftentimes we find that people, you know, sometimes feel that they're being held back. This is actually part one of a show that we did. And, you know, sometimes people in their relationships, we're going to get to the story in about 5 minutes, but sometimes people give their thoughts about being involved with their show or with their significant other, and they feel that they don't feel like they're growing. They feel that something is wrong because their significant other may, they feel that they're being stifled without being able to grow. But before I get any further, let me just bring in some people that are very near and dear to my heart that have been joining me. We're going to go to 954-774. Thank you for joining us this evening. Are you there?
We are here, Dr.
Okay. We have, yes, we can, certainly can. We can hear you now. We have Apostle Remy and his wife, Prophetess Kathy, with us this evening. I trust that you all are well, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, glory to God.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back again. We appreciate you, and, we will just want to join forces, you know, in advancing God's kingdom.
All right. You know, for some reason, it's coming to the studio kind of muzzled. I don't know what's going on, but we can hear. This studio is so sensitive. It picks up muzzled sounds. It picks up almost anything. You can drop a feather and it picks that up. So if you're on a landline or another phone, that would be even, more helpful. Okay. All right. Let me get to the story. Let me just ask you, Prophetess Kathy, when you hear a message that is your significant other holding you back? What comes to your mind? What do you think of?
We were talking about that actually yesterday. We were talking about our own experience, but what comes to mind is whether the individual could you be held back in furthering your career and pursuing God, achieving your purpose, or could you be held back in truly finding joy and peace within you? So those are a few things. That came to my mind yesterday besides our own personal experience.
All right. You mentioned personal experience. And Apostle Raymond, before we get to you, Prophetess Kathy, would you like to, since you put it out there, would you like to give us a synopsis of your personal experience? We got a story here tonight that we're going to get to. But we just, I mean, people, what people like on the various shows, even the reality shows, is people that really keep it real. And sometimes when we go through something and we let other people know, hey, I've been there, done that, survived it, that's when people can start to grow in their own lives. And so having said that, my question to you is there something that maybe you can give us a brief synopsis on that you all overcame?
Yes. Well, basically, it was more so in regards to the way that I minister. I know I felt that in a way I wasn't allowed to kind of be me. And so I felt like in a way that was holding me back. Because my husband, he had the way that he ministered. And it was almost as if he was critiquing my style. But I felt almost as if he was trying to make me into a little him. And so I felt held back, and I felt like I really couldn't, I couldn't flow the way that I wanted to flow until one day my husband said, you know what, I'm just going to let you go. I'm gonna let you free. And that's just a brief synopsis of that experience.
Okay. But let me just ask you this here. When he said those words, I'm just going to let you go, I'm just going to let you be or free, how did that make you feel? And I don't, you don't have to answer the second part of it, but did he actually do that?
Well, he did actually do that. And I remember when he said that, it was like I couldn't tell. It was almost as if I was like, wow, he's really going to let me do this. And I felt like I just kind of broke loose. Like I felt like I was walking on eggshells, and all of a sudden I was just at peace. And so it really allowed me to be me and not strive to be like him. And he has supported me and stood behind me, and he stood by his word.
Okay, all right. Now, Apostle, we shift to you. Has there been anything that counters where your wife is saying that, you know, she didn't feel that she was herself because of perhaps the limitations that were imposed upon her by you? Was there a time when perhaps you yourself felt that you too had to walk on eggshells and you felt the need? So, and again, I give this disclaimer, this show does not have intentions of harm in any marriage or relationship.
No. Well, in our situation, I don't. You're looking at the baby boomer and the millennial, the age difference, the age gap, you know. When God joined us together, you know, I was transitioning into ministry, you know, and being what I call myself a seasoned preacher, you know, I was offering, you know, certain guidelines, but without realizing that that was creating some type of a box, you know, for her, you know, was well intended, but was not held her back, you know. But for
right.
me, I don't think that there was ever a situation in which I felt held back. to some extent, maybe because at the early stage of our marriage, you know, being where I was, you know, in ministry and where she was, you know, that disparity, that gap, you know, probably I wouldn't even qualify that as holding me back, you know, but I could say maybe I couldn't. I had to wait, you know, I had to be with her to help her, you know, to get to that level, you know. So if you, you know, consider this as maybe holding back,
no.
Probably not.
No, I'm good.
Okay. You know, before I go to tonight's story, I got to ask you all, and Apostle Remy, I heard you mention millennial versus the baby boomer. Is there a big disparity, if you don't mind me asking, is there a big disparity between your ages? Because you keep mentioning the gap. And so we're picking up on this. So is there a major disparity?
Oh, yes. I know I look young, I look handsome. You know, my wife has done a wonderful job. But I'm 18 years, my wife's senior. You know, you wouldn't think that, you know, because we do look like we are twins, you know. But there is that age where I, you know, that difference where I have to somewhat, because I was very steep, you know.
Yeah, really tight, bow tie, stiff, hands all in the.
Well, I've had an opportunity to meet the both of you all. I've had an opportunity to meet the both of you all, and I'm afraid to comment in terms of looking like twins, because if I say it, then I might get in trouble with one party. And then, but I will say, you don't make a handsome couple. I'll leave it at that. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Of course, you want to give your input or make a comment. I'd love for you all. So go ahead and press one on your dial. We're going to get to the story just momentarily. I want to bring someone in from Tennessee. Let's go now to 978-227 just to welcome you in. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air with us, and welcome?
Hi, Dr. Walker. It's Miss Shirley. How are you?
Miss Shirley, we're doing great. It's good to have you with us. Miss Shirley, just quickly here, if you would, when you hear the words, is your significant other holding you back? What comes to your mind, if anything?
to be honest, I don't have a significant other at this point, but when I did, I can't really say if he held me back, other than what I can think of is I wanted to do certain things in my life, and I didn't accomplish those things until later in life. And maybe I was held back from that. Maybe I was held back from that at that time.
All right, that's fine. We're going to ask you to hold on. Let's go to phone lines once again. Just before we get to tonight's story, we're going to go to 786-439. Before we take this call, I just want to give you a topic that's upcoming, and that topic that we're going to be doing, we've got a young man that's very impressive. His name, he goes by the alias Black Cowboy. He's a young man. Ishmael is his first name. I met him a few weeks ago. I've seen him around, but I met him a few weeks ago personally, and let me tell you, he's a very impressive young man, and he has a large following, and he's going to be it's going to be an honor to have him on our show. I believe it's next week that he's scheduled to be on the show as my featured guest, and the show topic will be Getting Trapped. So we're going to be bringing him in, Getting Trapped, and we're leaving it pretty much at that. But if he does come on, we're posting this. It's all over social media now, and this is going to be a super dynamic topic. You will not want to miss this, because Getting Trapped can apply to almost anything in life. Let's go to 786-439. You're live with the Dr. Jesse Fox Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
What's up, man? It's Black Cowboy.
Okay, there we have him, man. There he is. There he is.
Yes,
listen, Black Cowboy, just before you saddle and draw your guns, why don't you tell my listening audience right now a little bit about you and why this topic is so important to you that's coming up next week.
Yeah, this topic actually means a lot to me. See, me growing up as a little boy, you know, I got three sisters, one mom, you know, she's a widow, you know, so a lot goes on in my life as a male figure in this household full of women, you know what I mean? And there's a lot that's been holding me back. See, I just turned 20 August, so, you know, I just graduated high school, so life is really hitting me right now. I don't know what to do, what my plans are. And my mom is pretty old school, so whatever my plans are, she might go with, oh, I don't know about that. That's not really going to make you money, blah, 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 blah. You know, everything nowadays is about money. But people don't focus on what they really love, you know. That's a lot of been, like, getting trapped into stuff that, like, your parents, you know, indulge in your head. You know, I just want to, like, talk about that, you know. Like, you should be able to do what you want to do, not because of what your, like, parents think you should do and what, you know, it's just – man, you just got to be there for the show next Thursday, man. I don't want to start talking about it now. I'm fired up.
All right. Yeah, getting trapped. Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by, Black Cowboy, just as all the rest of you are. We're going to also ask you to stand by. We're going to go right now to tonight's story. Tonight's characters are Leslie and Kenneth. Leslie and Kenneth. Leslie is a 27-year-old beautiful woman who received her bachelor's degree 5 years ago. She's frustrated. She's a frustrated housewife. Now, remember, she's only 27. Prior to becoming a housewife, she worked as a manager of a retail store for 3.5 years. She stopped working at the insistence of her husband, who wanted her to stay home and take care of the house and their 4-year-old son. Mm-hmm. Kenneth's rationale for wanting her to stay home had absolutely nothing to do with their economic status, because the family live a rather modest life, which they are having difficulty making ends meet. Kenneth's personality is that of a man who – I've got to do something here because we're picking up too many sounds. Just bear with me, you all, just for a second. Let's do this. Okay. There we go. All right. Okay, we're going back to the studio now. Kenneth's personality is that of a man who happens to be extremely jealous. He's also possessive and insecure. Because Leslie is so attractive, I mean, she is drop-dead gorgeous, as some would say. Because Leslie is so attractive, Kenneth deeply feels that he could lose her if she gets involved with someone at work or some other place. So he insists that she stays home. For a loser. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, really. He tries to justify it by telling her that through prayer and faith, a woman's role is to stay at home unless the man finds it necessary for her to go out and work to help him. Leslie did not see this in Kenneth during their 11 months of dating. Although Leslie objects to this, she is a faithful Christian who tries hard to respect her husband as the leader of the home and priest of the house. It is now at a point where she is bored and frustrated, thinking that she is wasting her talents and setting aside her dreams of becoming a regional director of a major retail chain of stores. She went to school for merchandising, which has been her childhood dream. Unfortunately, and that's right, we say unfortunately, her dream has become shattered by her significant other because he feels, as the priest in the home, she should listen to him. Leslie has spoken with her mother on this issue several times, and her mother sides with Kenneth. She takes sides with him. Leslie's mother, of course, is an extremely religious woman who got married when the vow said to love, honor, and obey. You know, that was like 100 years ago. This must have been 100 years ago, in fact. Leslie recently called Kenneth out on this issue for the umpteen time, and it results in a heated argument. This time, Leslie has had enough. She's had enough, and she's considering leaving Kenneth to go after her dream and not settle for being a housewife. She feels she has more to offer than sitting at home watching soap operas. Now, this is rather deep, and it's not intended to offend anyone, and we just want to talk about it. So the beginning question that I asked on tonight's topic is Leslie right in considering leaving her husband? And let me just go over here to the phone line. And before I bring Minister or Apostle Remy in or Prophetess Kathy, let me go to Miss Shirley and ask her this question. Miss Shirley, I want to ask you this question. And that question is, do you feel that Leslie's right in considering leaving her husband? What do you think?
I don't think she's right, because he doesn't want her to work. I believe that's what the story is about. He wanted her to stay home with the four-year-old, and she
right.
wants to pursue her career. It's not enough to leave your spouse over because he doesn't want you to work. That's rare in this day and time. Because people usually want their partners to work to help out. But if he's,
right.
you know, man enough to take care of all the bills and do everything that needs to be done household-wise and taking care of his family, then she should be happy about that. I mean, I wouldn't leave him, but I would talk to him about it if she just
mm-hmm.
wanted to get out there and work and do something to keep her mind if she wanted it that way, then I would let him know that, you know, I'm not going to do this as a career, but I want to do something. Let me, you know, I want to get out of the house instead of being here, you know, looking at the four-year-old all day or looking at TV because mm-hmm. there's only so much you can do in the home,
right.
you know, being
Miss
there
Shirley.
All day, every day.
Right.
Okay.
And we can appreciate
so,
what you're saying. And we do. We appreciate that. And sorry to interrupt you, but, you know, I do want to get some of the other calls. But I do want this here.
Okay.
You know, if I had to answer this, and we'll get to some other calls in just a moment. I'm kind of a realist. I'm kind of a practical person. And we have to look at his rationale for wanting her to stay home. His rationale to me does not make any sense. He has, Leslie is a beautiful woman, very attractive. He has insecurity problems and issues. He doesn't want her to go out because he feels she might meet somebody at work or outside of the job. Then perhaps, maybe if that's the case, perhaps he should not have married as an attractive woman. You know, I mean, and to me, all women are beautiful. You know, men are charming, are handsome. But that beauty comes from within, and his wife is extremely beautiful like this. Then, if it's gonna be an insecurity issue where it stifles her growth, this is just me. I don't see anything wrong with her considering leaving him. And I mean, I know that coming from a spiritual guy, you know, might sound crazy, but I don't think it's fair for her to live under those conditions. Let's go to the phone lines, Michelle. We're gonna ask you to stand by. Let me go. We're going to go to South Florida, 914-226. Welcome to the Dr. Walker Show. You're live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, what do you think about this? Has Kenneth lost his mind or what?
Seemed like he did. However, I really don't think it warrants a divorce. He's been very selfish and insecure. Apparently, he needs some kind of help, some kind of counseling, you know, so he could get over whatever it is that is causing him to be so insecure. But he's been very selfish, not wanting her to work. Now, I would understand if he just does not want her to work because he loves her so much and he wants this for her because that's what she also wants. She doesn't really want to go out to work, and so he's saying, listen, I can afford to take care of the family. You don't have to work if you don't want to. That would be different. But the fact that he does not want her to go out to work because he's jealous that someone else might see her and like her, or she might get involved with another guy, I mean, that is just insecure. So I think he's being very selfish, but I don't. She needs to just pick up and leave, you know, break up her marriage just because
exactly.
of that. She probably needs to find a way to either convince him or, you know, lovingly that, listen, baby,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to be insecure. I love you. I don't need. I'm not trying to find someone else, but I need to do this for me. You know,
mm-hmm.
the child could go to the daycare. The child is, you know. And I need to get out of the house. I need adult interaction. I need to pursue
mm-hmm.
my career, you know, and see how that works, you know. And if they
mm-hmm.
both have to go to counseling in order to get him to understand, because sometimes you just need a professional, a third party to get you to see where you're going wrong. So maybe she needs to do that, you know, to get
mm-hmm.
him to go to counseling with both of them, in order to get her point across and to save her marriage instead of just walking out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I certainly appreciate what you're saying, Rose, and my experience has been, and even, you know, in psychology, oftentimes people change when there's a traumatic or dramatic experience. And so with me saying leave him, it doesn't necessarily mean imply or infer divorcing him. Sometimes you've got to lose in order to gain. And if she were to leave him, you know, leave him and not necessarily mean divorce him, it makes a big statement that she can't live under those conditions. If he wants to change, I mean, because it's a beautiful, there's a song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, then don't make a beautiful woman or a pretty woman your wife. And I mean, that doesn't, there's that song. But not all men subscribe to that because they're confident in who they are. I mean, you know, a man can meet a woman on a job and, you know, he can be attractive and so forth and so on. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a risk, but at some point you've got to trust the person that you're with. You've got to trust them and believe that they're going to be dedicated or loyal or committed to you. And even if they're not, there's nothing you can do. There's really nothing that you can do to force a person to commit and be loyal and dedicated to you. There's just not. And I would love to have somebody differ with me on that. Let's go. Rose, going to ask you to stand by. Let's go up here now to, just a second. We're going to go to Alabama. We're going to go to 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. You're on the air live.
This is Jack.
Jack,
is
thank
Jack.
You
Hello,
for joining
everybody.
Us. Jack,
mm-hmm.
thanks for joining us. Jack, what do you think about this? Is Leslie wrong for considering leaving Kenneth, because he's so insecure, he's jealous, he's possessive? I mean, who can live like that?
Well, he knew what he was getting before they got married, before they hooked up. Did she show him that she was the flirty type or whatever? And then that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. I mean, they can grow into that. She can grow into that as she goes. But this is something that they should have discussed in the beginning. He has his career. She has her career, so they should have gotten together before they got married and said, listen now, I know you want to do this. This is what I want to do. Now, I think she's wrong if wanting to divorce him, but if they separated, then that's entirely up to them. But her job, she has a full-time job, I believe, with a child. All too often, we look back over those primitive years with our children, the little precious years when they're toddlers like that, and we wish we could have been there with them. Rather than giving them to a babysitter and all of that, and you know, you're not that close to the child when they grow up, because you're only spending like maybe 4 or 5 hours, where the babysitter is spending all those other hours with them. So I think both of them being a little selfish there. He's selfish because he's insecure. Why is he insecure? Maybe he's doing some things that he shouldn't be doing. But I think he should sit down and talk with her, and she talk with him, and she share with him. Listen, I need to do what I need to do to fulfill my dreams that I want to do and all. And then if he can't understand that, then she would have a right to say, well, maybe I need to do something else or go somewhere else or go on my own. But to outright just leave him just like that without making it known to him, then I think she's definitely wrong.
Jack, we can certainly appreciate that. And again, we welcome all opinions on him. We certainly do respect everybody's opinion. And I do see it slightly different, because I'm thinking, you know, that sometimes you got to make a statement. And it doesn't mean that she's going to divorce him, but she's letting him know, you know, I matter too. My life matters too. What I need to do matters also. I mean, this is a young woman, 27 years old. She can't possibly see herself doing that for the next 10 years or 15, 20 years. You
That's
know,
not all about her, though. It's about the child, too. Not all about her, though. It's about that child, that four-year-old precious soul, too. And making
right.
sure that they get what they need and what they deserve.
Right. So, Jack, let me ask you this. Right. So, Jack, let me ask you this. A four-year-old that's being placed in a daycare, I mean, how do all these other kids survive when they're in that daycare and that mother goes out? She went to school. It wasn't like she can't read. It's not like she can't, you know, think for herself. So what happens? I mean, there's a whole, I mean, most
she's
of
not,
the country now have working
she's
people.
Not there when, she's not there. I know a lot of us can burn in hell, too, following everybody else. But she's not going to be there when he comes home. When he comes home, or when the child comes home at, you know, 3 o'clock, where she can pick the child up. 4 years old, that's the VPK. They can pick them up at 11:30, and so she can have that quality time to spend with that child. I'm thinking more of the child more so than the husband and the wife. That's where my thoughts are. I'm thinking about the child and those developmental years that he needs the mother to be there to help, you know, him grow into a fine young person that he should be. That person should be.
All right. Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. Let's go to Apostle Remy. We appreciate you all patiently waiting, as all of my callers. But let me just ask you, Apostle Remy, what are your thoughts on this? Is Kenneth on something? Sounds like he's on something, or he's outdated?
There's a lot going on. That person, you know, Leslie wanted her to live. You know, I'm signing with you. Should she live? No. But do I understand a desire to live?
Exactly.
Now, I do understand that because listen, I'm probably gonna approach a deeper perspective because Kenneth is dealing with a lack of trust and insecurity. Okay,
yes.
But
come
Leslie,
on.
Her purpose is being under attack.
Oh, come on. Uh-huh.
Okay, her purpose is
yes.
being under attack. When you place somebody's purpose under attack, because purpose is the very essence of one's life.
Mm-hmm.
Without the purpose, I'm just existing. I'm not living. That person is like a lion in a cage, you know, who wants to come out because she has purpose in her,
yes.
you know. So the pursuit of that purpose, you know, will cause her to say, okay, I got to be liberated because I want more.
Yes.
Because she's looking at this, you know, not the husband telling me not to do, but somebody trying to limit my purpose, limit me, make me a lesser person. You know, so you know, from a religious perspective, yes, you say no, she should. But we also have to understand. So in psychology, before we can really offer a real solution, we got to put ourselves. You know, we got to understand where the person is coming from. And when you look at Leslie, you know, and when you look at the reason why Kenneth doesn't want her to work, you know, it's not valid.
Yes.
You know, it all boils down to being insecure and a lack of trust because insecurity is a cancer that will produce a lot of other disease.
Okay. All right. Apostle, we certainly do appreciate that. Prophetess Kathy, let me bring you in here. Her mother, Leslie's mother, tends to side with her husband, Kenneth, and feel that he's right in what he's, you know, insisting that she stays home. But I just can't seem to understand. Maybe it's me, but I can't understand his rationale for wanting her to stay home because of his insecurity and his jealousy. What do you think? Do you think that she's off by making this, you know, considering making this statement to him, you know, possibly leaving him? And then, Black Cowboy, we're going to bring you in and get a young person's perspective. Go ahead, Prophetess Kathy.
I feel she's wrong for that. I actually side with you and my husband. I mean, you said she's considering. I mean, how many times
right.
are we in our marriage? I mean, have we experienced a time where we've hit rock bottom and we've considered exiting, and that's sometimes only a cry out for help. So she is not wrong, because she's being put in a position where she, he doesn't truly love her. For him to try to keep her boxed up, yes, he's providing, yes, he's supplying, but that never satisfies an individual. You can give a person things, but that never truly fulfills the hunger that they have within them. And if the mom, and see, this reminds me of the church. This is what the church does sometimes. They use religion, and he tries to use religion to try to keep her brainwashed, to make her think that this is what you're supposed to do because this is how the Bible says you're supposed to do it, when he has all the wrong motives to do it. And it's all right. About religion. He's just trying to gain something and basically take a hold of her and keep her basically keep her trapped and under his arms so that she cannot get away and get out for whatever insecurities he has. Because if we truly think about what the Bible says, and if her mom truly think about what the Bible says, the Bible talks about a virtuous woman. And a virtuous woman, it tells us in Proverbs that she considers the field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard out of her earnings, meaning what she's earned. A woman can work. A woman can take care of her home. The child is 4, going on 5. He'll be in kindergarten very soon. So I know we're talking about this, and I truly understand this, but she can work part-time. So this is not really, if it was really about that, then they can consider that and maybe come to an agreement, but it's all about control. And we need to be careful when we think about control, it always has an undertone to it that can be harmful, not only for the woman, but for the child, for the relationship.
All right, you sound very passionate about that. We do appreciate that. Let me bring Black Cowboy, and then Jack, I wanna come back to you. Give me just a second here, make sure we know that you're there, Rose. We also wanna come back to you. Let's bring Black Cowboy in and get a young person. You say that you had just turned 20. What do you think about this? You're listening to this. I assume you're not married yet. I mean, things like this happen. This is a reality in some cases.
Yeah. See, at the end of the day, yeah, I'm 20, but in my part of life, I come to an understanding because I do have friends who are married, you know. I'm not one person to hang around, you know, people younger than me or people my age. I usually tend to hang around, you know, adults, mature people, like people over my age limit. But, yeah, to put myself in the shoe of someone who is married and has a child, me personally, honestly, whoever's making the biggest income, I'd probably tell them to keep working, and the person who's not making that much of income could stay through, you know, watch the baby and still work at home, kind of, you know what I mean? But that's just my mindset, you know, just like I like to make, you know, the person who's making the biggest income, I feel, should really be the one working, the one who pays the bills, the one who, you know, puts food in the house. You know, I don't see it necessarily as she's a female, so she's going to have to stay home, you know, because this is a new generation where, you know, men have to learn these things too, because, you know, not only men are, there's a lot of single men who are working too, and like they have kids, they're not married, you know. So, I'm sorry I'm talking too fast, but just, you know, I have a lot to say too. But coming back,
you'll get a chance
at 10,
next week.
Huh?
You'll get a chance next week too. I said you'll get a chance next week, but let me just ask you this. You're 20 years old. You do sound like a 20-year-old, you know, will respond to that, and that's not a derogatory statement to you. Are you still living at home?
Yeah, yes, I am.
You are. Okay. All right, Black Cowboy, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Let's bring Jack back in just for a second. And Jack, let's go with asking you. Here it is. This is kind of a touchy situation. Because I heard what Prophetess Kathy said, I've heard what Rose said, and, you know, there's a danger in that control element. And I mean, Jack, you mentioned earlier about, you know, that soul, the 4-year-old. I'm trying to wonder where is that coming from, perhaps?
Well, my thing is that I think not only is Leslie selfish. Not only is Keith selfish, but Leslie is selfish also. I think they, Kenneth rather, I think they both are selfish. because they're thinking about their own individual needs. And as I said before, they should have discussed this in the beginning, you know, when you're getting married. All these things should come up. Or now, I want to finish my career. He wants to finish his career. And then I want to work. You know, these are the things that we want to have children. Okay, but while we're having children, maybe it's proper for me to stay home. I'm looking at, and I'm an educator, as you can tell. I'm looking at how these children, I wish it were possible that my wife could have stayed home and raised my children from a mother's standpoint rather than sending them to aftercare or to a daycare and things of that nature and all. People don't realize that bond. I know you're seeing a lot of people in America now is going out there. That's probably what's wrong. That's why we have all this crazy stuff that's going on in the world today, because we have latchkey kids, and the kids are basically raising themselves. So that's what I'm saying. I'm concerned about that four-year-old child, that toddler there, that needs that mother while during those developmental years and all, those developmental stages. So that's where I'm coming from. I mean, yes, he's selfish because, you know, he's insecure. Yes, that's something he has to get over. And she's thinking about her own needs. I mean, what happens when she's 37? She can start her career then if she really wanted to. I mean, she's not old at that point. She's not old. But they both need to have sat down from the very beginning and sort of discussed this in detail. These are the things that we're going to do. Maybe we'll hold off having children up to a certain point. I mean, whatever it is. But now you got the child. You're 27 years old. The child is 4 years old. That means you had the child when you were 20, 23. So chance to grow up, but be there with them. That's from my perspective.
Okay. Jack, just quickly, and then Rose, we're going to bring you in, and then we'll go to a New York call. Jack, let me just ask you this then, but is it fair that, I mean, she went to school, and then let me ask you this question. Is it possible that sometimes when people are married, they have a change of heart or they change their mind? And is it also fair, would it be fair to say that sometimes people don't tell you, they don't show you really who they are until you begin to live with them? Is that possible?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. You don't really know a person until you stay with them and all. But now, if he's going to be so insecure, has he shared this with her? Has he told her the real reason why? Or he just playing games with her, saying he just wants her there? Has she really come forward and shared with him how she feels and that she has to move forward? And if he doesn't comply to that, then she's going to do what she needs to do. And like you said, that doesn't necessarily mean she has to divorce her. She may have to leave for a while until he can get his act together. And believe you me, if he loves her that much, he'll come after her because she must be worth it.
Okay. All right, Rose, let's bring in. Then we're going to go to New York, take a call from New York. Rose, what do you think? I mean, it seems we have conflicting views on Leslie and Kenneth. And, I mean, here's a young lady that went to school and has the potential. And you know, I mean, why not allow herself to blossom? You know, just because she's beautiful, should that be a curse against her?
Definitely, definitely not. Now, I'm all for her being home to raise her son or her daughter or the kids, as they have kids. That is the idea.
She has a four-year-old son.
So I'm all for her being home. I think that's always the best thing to do if a parent can stay home to raise the child. You know, that's ideal. What I have a problem with is the control or the dictatorship that the husband is showing to her. You know, he's telling her that he does not want her to work. I think if she is going to stay home to raise her son, it should be her decision or a decision that they both sit down and they both agree on this, not just him trying to control her, okay? And that's the only part I think is wrong, is that he's trying to control the situation without giving her a say. And then the reason why he wants her home is not really because he wants her raising the child. It's because he don't want her out there for any other guys to see her, okay? Mm-hmm. So that is, to me, that is the issue. It's not that it's wrong for her to be home raising the kid. That's the ideal thing. But it's the way he's going about it. It's as if she has no choice in the matter, okay? And that is where I think it's just not fair to her. Because, hey, if it's her choice, she can stay home
raise the child. She could even start a business at home where she's making her money if she really wants to make extra money. But it's the way in which he's doing it. That is why I have a problem with it.
Right. So, and I heard Jack say earlier, you know, if they should have discussed this, but I do know, and I'm sure all of us, you know, married, you know, you really don't, as we said earlier, you really don't begin to know a person until you actually live with them. And probably as Kathy said earlier, and what she was talking about, the needs of a person, those are what we consider to be the intrinsic needs. And unless your intrinsic needs are really met, it's going to be difficult for a person to feel that they are who they are. Rose is going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We're going to take a break to New York now. Let's go to 347-822. We're going to go to 347-822. You're on the show live. Who do we have with us this evening? We're at 347-822. You are on the show live. Okay, we're missing that person. They press 1, so let's go up further. Let me go back to Prophetess Kathy. Prophetess Kathy, I don't know. We seem to have, like the court sometimes, just split on certain decisions when it comes to even the justices of the United States. So let's go here and look at one of the other questions. And we've only got about 14 minutes before we close the show tonight. So it goes just that fast. Is Leslie dishonoring the marital vow? Prophetess Kathy, I got to ask you this. Her mother, who's very religious, feels that she agrees with Kenneth. And remember, Kenneth, you know, is kind of holding on to things that the wife should love, honor, and obey. Do you ever recall when the vow said that, Prophetess Kathy? I mean, they once upon a time, they did say that. Do you recall that?
I'm sorry?
Do you ever recall when the marital vow said to love, honor, and obey, and they were directed to the wife? You don't.
No,
Apostle,
no.
Do you recall that? Apostle, do you recall that?
No, sir. Not in those terms. Oh, not in that.
Okay. Jack, let me bring you in. Just, you all stand by just a second. Jack, do you ever recall that?
Definitely. I definitely recall that. Not in that.
I do too.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but
right.
I do recall when they used to say that, though. Mm-hmm.
All right, Rose, let me bring you in.
Right,
Rose, let me bring you in. Do you recall when the marital vow said to love, honor, and obey, and they were directed to the woman?
Yes, I do recall that.
Right. And so, Prophetess Kathy, even though you may not recall that, it came to a point where the women, out of struggle, women's liberation, whatever it was, they felt, because this was directed at the women weren't standing by to say, listen, we have equal rights in a marriage. I'm not your servant. I'm your equal. You know, I'm your wife. I'm your helpmeet. And so the women feel that, you know, anything less than that, you know, to obey you like you're my father, you're my mother, is that fair for those vows that have been that way? I mean, is that biblical? And Jack, I want to ask you the same question. Let's go to the Prophetess Kathy first. Is that biblical?
But it's being used.
I can't hear you. You're far away.
They're basically twisting it to love, to honor, and obey, as in to respect. And it's a submission. Yeah, the wife should submit, but the husband should also submit to God. And if he is truly submitting to God, then he would be leading the family according to the way the Lord has established it. So when they say obey, yes, you should respect, not submit to be a doormat. It should be a mutual submission that you are submitting to each. You are submitting to each other. Not just the wife just submitting to him, whatever you want me to do, I'm the authority figure. Yes, I'm going to respect you because I'm respecting the God in you.
Right. But Prophetess Kathy, my question to you was, it was a specific question. You know, the question about obey, is that, in your opinion, and I know you say you don't recall that, but is that biblical? Is that biblical in your opinion? You know, it doesn't say respect. It says, you know, I mean, before. And I'm asking, is it biblical? And Jack, we're going to bring you in with the same question. Is that biblical? I don't agree. Huh?
I guess it depends which version you're reading.
Okay. So also, conversely, while I've got you on there, and the other word is, it says, it doesn't say husband submit to your wife, but it says wife submit to your husband. So, Jack, let's go to you real quick, and let me ask you a question. Jack, is that biblical to love, honor, and obey? I'm getting a lot of noise from someone's phone. Jack, is that biblical?
I haven't seen the obey part in there. I haven't seen that in there. But it says that a man and a woman should leave their family, their mother and their father, and they should cling together and become
right.
one flesh. So, and he's
right.
to love his wife. The Bible, it says that he should love his wife.
Right.
But she's to obey, but she's to respect him. She's to be submissive unto him and to give
right.
reverence unto her husband as it's fit. It says in the Bible, like, as it's fit unto the Lord. Okay, that's how she's
okay.
to reverence her husband and all.
All right, okay. Let me go to Black Cowboy just for a second. Rose, I want to bring you back in just a moment. Black Cowboy, let's go to you and ask you the question, and thanks for your patience. You're not married yet, and here you are. I mean, you know, in your generation, the generation that you're in, would you see yourself possibly expecting your wife to obey you when you do get married? I mean.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't say really, like, obey, but I would
right.
say come to, like, an understanding. Like, I would say I want her to understand me and understand why I'm saying this. Like, no, I don't expect my generation to really go with all that, but I do believe marriage should always have loyalty and always come to, like, you know, a meeting where you come to understanding, because, that's how I feel. I don't really necessarily think, like, obey is, like, the real argument, like the real answer for it.
Okay.
I really
don't know. I'm at my generation level. I don't know many women. And Jack, I want to bring you in, and then we're going to go to North Carolina just for a second. Do you know any woman, Jack or Apostle, that would actually stick around and obey a man? I don't. I have a wife, and there's no way I could even think about that my wife is going to. I mean, she'd probably look at me like I'm crazy and from another planet if I ever expect her to obey me. I mean, I'd probably be living somewhere else if she'd have locked the doors, you know, changed the locks on all the doors. Jay, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you with that. I don't think we should have the word obey in there. That's not in the Bible. I mentioned that earlier and all. But there's a mutual amount of respect that
right.
you know, she's to give him and he's to give her and all. They're on equal plane here now, as I mentioned earlier. They're to twain together. That's biblical, twain
right.
together as one. She was taken from his side, not from his foot
right.
For him to stample
right.
upon or from the head that she could lord over him and all. They're equal. They're on equal plane. But she has a role,
mm-hmm.
and she has a role. And she's
mm-hmm.
to be submissive unto him, and he's to love and honor his wife and all, and treat her like a
mm-hmm.
queen, and she's to keep, treat
right.
him like a king. That's how it's supposed to be now.
Right, right. Jack, I would even be, I know it would be a major argument, and I probably, if I leave and go out and take a walk, probably the locks would be changed on my door if I said to my wife, I'm
yeah,
in bingo
yeah,
here.
I wouldn't even want a child to be afraid of me.
Right.
I mean, they can voice their concerns at all. So we're on
right.
even kill here, even playing field here. Yeah, I just can't see that.
Right, right. Jay, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second.
Okay.
Rose, did we bring you back in? Let's bring you in. Then we're going to go to North Carolina. Rose, are men crazy? Would you say that they're crazy if they think that a woman is going to obey them in this day and age?
Yeah, I think they'll be crazy. I don't think it's anywhere in the Bible that tells you that vow, as they used to say it earlier, you know. I don't remember ever seeing that in the Bible. So I think it's a good thing they took it out. They realized that.
Well, it wasn't in the Bible, but it was in those books that the men printed up. Let's go to North Carolina. I haven't even taken any other comments that came into the studio. I'm sorry, y'all. Let's go to North Carolina, 919-272. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Yes, this is Christy.
Christy.
And I guess I
nice
can't say anything. Thank you. I can't say any more than what Jack and everybody else has said, really, because, you know, it's called respect instead of obey, respect. And that goes both ways for male and female, husband and wife. And that's
okay.
What the Lord would want us to do is respect each other.
All right, Christy, let me ask
because
you this. Are you married?
Jack stated, you know, we're equal. Yes, I am married. We are equal because nowadays women are working just as hard as men as well.
Okay, so Chrissy, let me ask you this question. If your husband was to say to you, and of course, our show does not intend to cause problems for marriage couples or anything like that, we're hoping that you all stay married forever and ever. So, Chrissy, I want to just ask you this question. If your husband said to you, I want you to do this list, a to-do list, like women sometimes give men a to-do list, and he says, and I expect you to have all of that done, and you obey me because I say I'm the peace of the home. And he kind of makes it, you know, like a dictatorial type of thing. Christy, how would you feel about that? Would you have those 17 things that he tells you to do, you know, you got 2 hours to do them, Christy?
Well, first of all, it's the way that he would say it. And then everything was okay what you said until he said, I think until you said, I expect you or I obey or demand more or less for you to do it. Because even though, yes, as wives, we do have to-do lists for our husbands, and a lot of times they might not be able to do everything on that list. But the thing is, at least they're willing because love goes a long ways in marriage, just as
it does.
God showed us love for him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you love a person, then you will be willing to give them that respect that is due them and not be domineering or, you know, feel like, oh, well, as Jack said, you know, you don't want to have no kind of fear in any marriage. If anybody is in a marriage and they're fearful, something's wrong. They better kind of, you know, ask themselves, hey, do I really want to be in this marriage? So, you know, nobody should be fearful in a marriage. It's all based on love and respect.
Right. So, Christy, just before I go back to Apostle and Prophet Kathy, let me just ask you this question. So if the husband were you said it depends on how he may say things, but if he came across like that dictatorial type of person, but at the end he says, love you or I love you, I mean, would that make a difference? But he hasn't said, please obey my orders. But at the beginning, he says, you know, the dictatorial part is, please obey my orders. And then, like he's in the military giving you this.
Right. No, that causes defense with, you know, with a lot of people because, I mean, you know, everything is based on the way that you say it.
Would you do any of those things on that list of 17 things? Because he said, please.
If he's demanding me to do it,
yes.
Most likely not.
And I wouldn't blame you, Christy. I really wouldn't. Apostle, we're almost out of time. Do you think it's fair that you know, we get to the point where, like Leslie here, she's not blossoming because she feels like the cage that you spoke about earlier. Do you think that's fair to her life, her purpose in life?
No, not at all. Not at all, sir. You know, and I do agree with you when you said that at least just to create, to get Kenneth to come back to his senses, maybe stepping or making some moves, not divorcing him, but making some moves, you know, to help him in addition to maybe them getting some counseling, some action, because if you really loved her, and if he can, I couldn't fathom, you know, losing my wife, you know. So whatever, if I felt like I was about to lose her, then I would be compelled, you know, to do whatever I have to do, you know, to make the adjustment, you know, to satisfy her, especially when it comes to if I feel like I'm threatening her purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because we must understand, I know we're about to close this, a marriage, a husband and a wife, they display the relationship that exists between Christ and the church. And what Christ is doing is to prepare the bride. The husband's primary responsibility is to bring whatever that is inside the wife in terms of purpose, is to cultivate that, not
right.
to come against
right. Right. Prophetess Kathy, 15 seconds. Anything else you want to add to that? I mean, you were very passionate about this earlier. Is it, as we conclude tonight's broadcast, you know, about your significant holding you back because you're not finding your purpose, anything you want to just add in our closing?
I mean, at the end of, to sum it up, you know, the Bible tells us that the man should leave his father and his mother and join his wife, and the two shall become one. So truthfully, since they are one, not only is he holding her back, but he's holding back himself.
Yes.
He is holding himself back. He's probably holding back a love that they have yet to experience. So we need to be mindful of when we're joined as one and we try to hold the other back. It's not just harming that individual. It's harming the marriage. It's harming them both because they are one.
All right. On that note, listen, I want to thank all of my callers, even the ones that we weren't able to get to tonight. The hour goes so fast. We do apologize for that. Join us tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational programming, which airs from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday when we're going to have Black Cowboy featured, and you don't want to miss that show. It's Black Cowboy, which will be bringing us Getting Trapped. And that can apply to almost anything. We're going to bring this show back for a part three of it. More than likely, producers are telling me within the next 3 weeks we'll be bringing that back. So you definitely want to tune in next week, and you'll want to join us again possibly in about 3 weeks when we bring part three of this story, because we've got so many comments that have come in that we've out of time. So join us tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, you choose to bypass that. We'll be back here live next week with Black Cowboy, Getting Trapped. All right, until Friday or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.